Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
All I Want is a Room Somewhere.
Not Ozzy.
I bet you're glad. glad you're his dad. I mean, Ozzy being the cleverest lad in our class.
Are Ozzy the cleverest?
Yes, our form master said it was a waste of time trying to teach Ozzy anything else. he must take after you.
What do you mean?
Clever, like my grandad said. Whatever they talk about in the pub, you know it all.
If I thought you were being funny, Clitheroe, I'd wrap this shed round your neck. What do you want?
I want to see Ozzy.
Well, you can't at the moment.
Well, I'll go in the house.
You will not.
Well, can he come out?
Not at the moment.
Well, when's visiting day, Warden?
Don't be clever. He's having a bath.
Why, is he going to the doctor's?
Now, clear up before I part your hair with this spade.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to know about the meeting.
What meeting?
The Black Hand Gang meeting in your shed on Saturday night.
You're having no more meetings in my shed. The state you leave it in. I'm just clearing it out before the wife's mother comes.
But she can't live in the shed. She'd get woodworm.
It's for storing some furniture of hers.
But it's the Black Hand Gang headquarters. We fixed it when we made Ozzy the captain.
Yes. You'd be coming here for 3 months and Ozzy was only captain for 3 days.
Well, he ran away and left me on my own to fight 2 spud bashers.
Spud bashers?
From King Edward's school. 2 of them. And they were big girls.
Our Ozzy would never run away from a couple of soft girls.
Soft? They were using his head for netball practice.
Oh, never mind that rubbish. You're the captain now, aren't you?
Yes.
Well then, have the meetings at your house in future and let your lot suffer for a change. Clear off, I'm busy. And I've got work to do.
But Mr. Higginbottom...
Out, out, before I turn nasty.
You turned nasty the day you were born. Well, I might as well go. I've had it if I don't fix the meeting and make Charlie Thompson captain. And I'll never get me mum out of our house on Saturday night. Not with John Wayne on the telly.
Hello, James. It's me.
Eh? Ooh, it's me mum's tame lap dog. Fido Brocklebank.
Well, James, been visiting your little friend?
No, my big enemy, Ozzy's dad.
Oh, yes, Mr. Higginbottom. Tall, dark and gruesome. I'm going your way. I'll walk along with you.
Right, y'all. What's that book under your arm?
Music, James.
Oh, of course. You run the church choir, don't you? Sung any good hymns lately?
Now, James. As a matter of fact, I've had to neglect the choir somewhat. I'm appearing at the Empire Theatre every evening this week.
What has? A bingo caller?
Very amusing. As a matter of fact, I am musical director for the Amateur Operatic Society's musical, The Sound of Music.
Get away.
Yes, yes. It's exciting, you know. And all those lovely songs. I am 16 going on.
Well, you haven't worn very well. Hey, did you say you were doing it every night this week?
Yes, and a matinee on Saturday.
And your sister's away, isn't she?
Yes, she'll be away another fortnight yet.
So your house will be empty every night this week?
Yes.
Hey, that's dangerous. I mean, burglars might get in.
Burglars?
Yeah, especially on Saturday night. That's the worst. I'll tell you what, me and my pals will mind it for you on Saturday. Make sure it's safe.
Well, I think I'd rather have the burglars in. Anyway, my daily help, Mrs. Lightfoot, will be there during the day, and I've asked our local policeman to keep a special eye on the place in the evening.
Oh, heck.
I suppose your mother will be in now, won't she?
Yes, we always leave one in the house, just in case of the robbers, you know.
Quite.
Yes, it's our Susan's turn tonight, and I'm hoping the robbers will pinch something.
What?
Our Susan.
James, what are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. Did you want to see me, ma'am?
Yes, it's to do with the show. I have some free tickets for her. You will be going as well, I hope. I have 4 free seats for Friday evening.
Oh, well, they'll all... Friday? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a pity. Yeah? It's the wrong night.
What do you mean?
Well, they've all got to go out visiting friends who are ill. Could you make it Saturday?
Saturday? Yes, I think so. Yes, yes, I have some other seats for Saturday that I was going to give to the vicar. I could change them round, I suppose.
Oh, great. Anyway, it's better for the vicar to stay in on Saturday night. He might write a new Sunday sermon for a change.
James, you are incorrigible.
Yes, I am pretty clever.
Look, I'll go home and change the tickets then.
Yes, and I'll call for them Saturday morning. But we'll keep it a secret till then, eh?
No. Do you want to surprise the family?
Yeah, that's it. A surprise present from me.
Oh, very well then. Cheerio, James. I'll see you on Saturday morning.
Yes, Mr. Brocklebank. Smashing. I can have the gang round and do myself a bit of good as well. I wonder how much I can charge him for the free seats. The rain in Spain goes rushing down the drain. The cell is flooded.
Oh, Jimmy, away from the table now.
I'm putting animals in my album.
I don't care what you're putting in. Move your album off the table. I'm going to clear the dishes and wash up for your mother.
Hey, watch it, Grandad. If you're not careful, me mum will have you scrubbing the step and I'll be calling you Granny.
Well, you better watch it. Now, come on, find something else to play with.
I can't. I'd go down to the church club if I had a table tennis bat.
Now, don't start that again. We've no money to spare for table tennis bats.
Well, give me one for my birthday.
Your birthday is months away.
Well, you're always asking me, ma'am, for a sub until pension day. I'll do the same with my birthday.
Let it drop. You'll get no table tennis bat. Now, come along. Move your things off the table.
Oh, just a second. I've only got 2 more pictures to stick in my album.
Never mind. Get this table cleared. Oh, I'll clear it myself. Go and answer the door.
All right. Don't get your sporran in a twist.
I know. Don't be cheeky, my lad.
Sorry, Grandad. Bah, he's getting touchy in his old age. Oh, hello, Alfie. Come in.
Hello, Jimmy. You old. What a carry out. Do you know I'm worn out? I've a pal.
Well, now you're on the floor, have a rest. Them, Alfie. Thanks.
Jimmy, what's happened?
Alfie Hall's found me bag of marbles.
What are you talking about?
I searched the house for them marbles and he walks in and puts his foot straight on them. Dead clever.
Shut up. Come in the living room, Alfie, and sit down.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. Oh, what a day. You know, everything's gone wrong.
Here, in this chair, Alfie.
How do you mean everything's gone wrong, Alfie?
Well, I was just starting my tea when I remembered I hadn't phoned the Empire about the ticket, so I jumped up, slipped, fell on my dad and pushed his head in the blancmange. Well, yeah, my mum laughed, my dad clouted me, and then they were engaged.
I thought your mum and dad were married.
The Empire was engaged. Yeah, any road, I went there on my bike and I was lucky because somebody had cancelled the seats for Friday night.
Oh, so you got them?
No, I'd left my money at home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but the woman in the pay box is keeping them for me.
Oh, heck.
So we have got seats for Friday night then, Alfie?
Well, we will have as soon as I go back and pay for them. There's plenty of time. The box office is open all evening.
Just the same, we'd better make sure we get them.
I think I'd better go for them. Only take me half an hour.
Oh, I'll go on my back.
No, no, I think Father's right. You have a rest.
Yes, Alfie, rest your mouth. Her face. Sit upon. Sit. Good dog.
That'll do, Jimmy.
Mum, I didn't know you were getting tickets for the Empire.
Well, we wanted them, but I'd heard they were sold out. Alfie said he'd try this evening.
Yes, Jimmy, and your mum said you wouldn't be interested in The Sound of Music, so I only asked for 4 tickets.
Well, that's all right. Mum, when you do go to the theatre, can I have Ozzy and Charlie round?
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, good, I'll just go and make a phone call then.
Righto, I'll make you a cup of tea, Alfie.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Clitheroe.
Come on, Grandad. Get out till I fix Mr. Alfie Hall.
Well, I'll away then, Jim. I hope Alfie's not made a mistake about those tickets.
Well, you know him, Grandad.
Aye, that's what worries me. Well, bye-bye, Pat. Well, so long, Jim. I'll away and get the tickets.
Not if I can help it, you won't. Now, what's the number of the Empire? C, D, Ed, A, Egg, M, Empire. That's it. They're getting my tickets for Saturday night, not them for Friday. I want a table tennis bat out of this. And my mum said I can have the lads round when they go to the theatre. That's Saturday night for the gang meeting. Now, let me see, what shall I say? Oh, I know. Hello, Empire Theatre. My name's Alfie Hall, and I call for some tickets that you're keeping for me. Well, you can keep them for yourself, because I don't want them. You what? I don't want them, do you understand? Yes, sell them. Give them away. Paper your parlour with them for all I care. And a happy Easter to you and all. Mr. Brocklebank! Hey, Brocky! It's me, Jimmy! Jimmy Clitheroe! Ooh, I wonder if he'd hear me if I broke a window. Mr. Brocklebank! It's Jimmy Clitheroe!
All right, don't break the door down.
Oh, are you Mrs. Big Boots? Flat Feet?
Lightfoot, I'm Mrs. Lightfoot. Who are you? A knocker-up?
No, I'm Jimmy Clitheroe. Oh, sorry. That was a joke, wasn't it? Knock her up. Ha, ha, ha.
I get it.
That won't be hard. I came to see Mr. Brocklebank.
Ah, well, you came to the wrong place. The ambulance has just taken him away for a checkup. Got a pain in his side. They thought they might have to take his appendix out.
Where?
At the hospital, I should think. Unless they've started doing operations at the post office.
You're off again. You ought to be on the telly. Advertising weed killer.
What was that?
Mr. Brocklebank, I must have been iller than I thought. Can I go in and search his pad, ma'am?
You what?
The house. Can I go and look for something?
You'll be looking for a thick ear if you don't clear off.
But he had something for me. Didn't he leave a message for me? I'm Jimmy Clitheroe.
Clitheroe? Why, I was just trying to phone your house for you, but there was no reply. Mr. Brocklebank got me to phone Oars, and a young fella came over.
Alfie?
I don't know his name. Seemed a bit round the bend.
That's Alfie. He's only got one more corner to turn.
Well, Mr. Brocklebank spoke to him as he was going in the ambulance. Something about tickets.
Oh, heck, he's given them to Alfie. And he'll give them to me mum.
Well, what were you going to do with them?
Give them to me mum.
I think you're around the same bend as Alfie. What difference does it make who gives them to your mum?
A table tennis bat, that's the difference it makes. Oh, heck, and they'll know I was the one who cancelled the other tickets. I was Alfie Hall. I said, sell them, give them away. Paper your parlour with them.
Yeah, sell them, give them away, paper your parlour with them. That man, that must have been Jimmy, Susan.
Of course it was. He deserves a good thrashing.
But he knew we had free tickets, so we'd have to cancel the seats for Friday anyway.
That's all very well, but he had me making a fool of myself at the Empire pay box. arguing with a woman and the manager.
And me, Mr. Sinclair. Don't forget, when you came back, you said I was daft, stupid, a pot rack, rack top, the crick pot, collected a kip pot, and you said I hadn't the brains of a monkey. Well, now you know I have.
Yes, Alfie. Look, Father, I admit our Jim has been a bit naughty, but, well, he's not done any real harm. He's probably worried to death if he's found out Alfie's got the tickets.
He'd be more worried if he thought Alfie hadn't got them. Hey, that's an idea, Alfie.
What?
Suppose you had lost them. No, that's no good. I know. You've forgotten where they are.
Oh, Mrs. Clitheroe put them in a bag.
No, Alfie, he means if you had forgotten.
What do you mean?
Alfie, do you remember about a year ago, you fell off our washhouse roof and lost your memory for a couple of days?
I remember falling, but then I lost my memory, so I can't remember what I'm supposed to remember.
I know. I want you to lose your memory again.
Oh, I wouldn't like to do that.
What a good idea. Oh, please, Alfie, do it, please.
All right, then. I'll do it for you, Susan.
Where are you going?
To fall off the washhouse roof.
Oh. Come back! Just pretend you've lost your memory.
That's a much better idea. I wonder what I have to pretend for.
Just for a few hours, to worry that brother of mine.
Oh, Father, this is silly.
Now, look, Pat, that boy deserves to suffer a bit. It'll do him good.
All right, I won't interfere.
Now, don't forget, Alfie, you've lost your memory.
Yes, Mr. I don't know your name. I've lost my memory.
That's the idea, Alfie.
That's our Jimmy now.
Right, Alfie. Now lie back on the couch and do your stuff.
All right. Don't overdo it, Alfie. You're not playing the death of Nelson.
Here he is. Now don't worry, Alfie, my boy. Just rest.
Well, I suppose you're all pleased with yourselves, especially Alfie the traitor.
Quiet. Alfie's not well.
Eh?
He fell over coming into the house.
As usual.
He doesn't know where he is.
As usual.
Susan. Susan means Alfie's lost his memory. Like he did last year.
Well, he's had a good run since... Lost his memory? When? Before he told you... I mean, has he... Does he know where he's been?
He doesn't remember anything before we picked him up off the step.
Oh, good. Goodness, I mean... Perhaps if I talk to him, I could bring his memory back.
Aye, perhaps. You'll want to talk to him alone, won't you?
How did you know? I mean, that's a good idea.
What do you think, Mother?
I'm going upstairs to have a bath and get ready to watch television. You can do what you like.
Come on then, Grandad. Poor Alfie. Let's hope Jimmy can do some good.
Aye, but I'm afraid it's hopeless.
What a break. Fancy falling on your nut again, Alfie. Alfie?
Yeah? What?
Did him fall on his napper again? Who's got lovely big feet, then? That keep tripping him up?
Where am I? Who are you?
Your best friend, Jimmy. It's me, Alfie.
Oh, hello, Alfie, old friend.
Jimmy? I'm Jimmy. You're Alfie.
Alfie. I'm Alfie.
Never mind that. Where's the tickets?
Tickets?
Yes, tickets. Bits of paper. Train tickets, bus tickets, theatre tickets.
Bus ticket? Did they fall off a bus then?
No, theatre tickets.
I fell off a theatre? Well, what was I doing on top of a theatre?
Chasing Dick Whittington's cat, you dope. You weren't on top of a theatre.
Do you mean I'm an actor? To be or not to be? That is the question.
You won't live to hear the answer if you don't shut up. Hey, let's search your pockets.
Search my pocket?
Yeah.
What about for? Hey, get off. Hey, stop it. Stop it, you dickling. Get off. Don't. Stop it.
All right, put your shirt back in. They're not on you. Where have you put them?
What?
The tickets.
Tickets.
No, belt up. Look, I can still get away with this if I give them the tickets. You've got to remember before the theatre starts tonight. If they don't see the show, I've had it.
But I don't understand.
I cancel their other tickets, so try to remember, Alfie.
Oh, yes, I remember him. He's an old friend of yours.
He was, but he won't be if he doesn't shut up. It's your name. You're Alfie. Think.
Alfie Think. That's a funny name.
Luke, let's go back and imagine you've just got up this morning.
My mind's a blank.
Good. You've remembered that.
I phoned for the doctor, Jimmy, but he can't come till the morning.
That's no good. I mean, the damage will be done by then.
The doctor did say it'll be like last time. Alfie will come out of it and he won't suffer any ill effects.
Who cares about Alfie? I mean, the doctor. Who cares what he says anyway? We've got to get Alfie cured straight away.
Well, I don't see what we can do.
Well, I'll talk to him and see if that helps.
Yeah, let him have a good look at your face. We'll try shock treatment.
Shut up, you!
Shut up yourself. I'll make him talk. Alfie, you have a mother and father.
Have I? That's nice.
Well, they're not too pleased about it. Anyway, try to remember them.
Yes. Yes, I can remember something.
Can you remember what they're called? The names?
No. Yes, wait a minute. Yes, I remember now.
Good. What do you call them?
Mum and Dad.
That does it.
Jimmy, put down that poker.
Oh, just one smack, Grandad. A tap. Just a teeny-weeny tap on the bones. Now then. I'm going to say different words, and you have to say anything that comes into your head, right?
Wrong.
We haven't started yet. Twit.
Jimmy.
What do you want?
Nothing. You said twit, so I thought of Jimmy.
That was very smart, Alfie. That fool must have knocked your brain the right way up. Now let's get on with it.
All right.
Jimmy.
You.
Susan.
That girl.
Tickets.
Lovelace and Birkinshaw's.
What have they got to do with tickets?
But they're the new dry cleaners. I take all my stuff there and they give me the tickets.
Yes, one for your head. You should dry clean that as well.
Friend, the phone's ringing.
What do you expect it to do, yodel?
The phone rang this morning.
Never mind the blinking. Yes, that's it. You got a call this morning.
And I said, this is Alfie Hall.
That's your name. Go on.
And the woman said, she said...
Yeah, yes. What did she say?
She said, I've got a leak in my cork loft. She was phoning the plumber.
Alfie, put your neck in me hands and you'll hear a funny noise.
Jimmy, when you've finished going mad, Ozzy wants you on the phone.
All right, you wait, Alfie Hall. I'll fix you.
He's lost his memory.
Well, one day it'll come back and then he'll be sorry.
What do you mean?
He'll have to start going out with you again. Hello, Ozzy. I can't stay long. I've got to go and make me will. Send me dandelions, will you? It's daft, Alfie. He's ruined everything. He's lost his memory, and if he doesn't get it back quick, they won't be going out tonight. Of course we can't have the meeting if they're here. No, give me another half hour. I'm going to try something else with Alfie. I'm not sure yet. Either roller skates on the floor or soap on the stairs. Yeah, ta-ra for now. Hello? What are they happy about? They wouldn't laugh if they had my trouble. There's something funny going on here. I'd better see if that keyhole still fits my ear.
out there on the phone.
Aye, we don't want them to get wise.
Get wise to what?
Now, it's gone on long enough. Anyway, Alfie will have to go home soon to get ready for the theatre.
He's found the tickets.
You're right. It's 5:30 now.
Are we going to tell Jimmy it was all a joke? That Alfie is pretending?
The rotten lot.
Not likely. If he found out, I'd be for the high jump.
High jump? I'll put him into orbit.
Look, when Jimmy comes back, just pretend Alfie's memory's returned.
Yes, I'll pretend I bang my head again and I'm cured.
You're due for a quick relapse. Well, I'd better let him know I'm coming.
Oh, Jimmy, good news. I've just banged my head.
Oh, well, that is good news.
It means he's cured. He's back to normal.
Oh, hard luck, Alfie.
We've all had good news. Alfie had 4 free tickets for the theatre tonight that he got from Mr. Brocklebank.
Well, fancy that. So you'll all be going out then?
Yes, son, in about an hour.
Oh, well, I'd better ring Ozzy. You said he could come round if you went to the theatre.
Oh, yes, so I did. We'll be home about 10:30.
Oh, that'll be fine. Before I ring Ozzy, Mr. Clever Alfie is going to phone the sports shop. Only he doesn't know it.
Aren't you going out, Jimmy? It's nearly 6:00.
Soon, Mum. I'm going to the church club, I think.
I'm about to... I'll run you down while Susan's getting changed, if you like, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks, Alfie. I'm not quite ready yet. I am now. I'll see who it is, Mum.
Right, yeah, son.
I wonder who this can be, I don't think.
Good evening. Does Mr. Alfie all live here?
Just a minute. I'll get him, the mug. Alfie, it's for you. Nice evening, mister, isn't it?
It's pouring down.
Funny, I feel as though the sun's shining.
Yeah, but what is it, Jimmy?
This is Mr. Alfie Hall.
Oh, good evening, sir. Well, here it is, sir. 6:00, just as you requested on Saturday.
For me?
Yep, here you are. Oh, that'll be 75 new pence, please, sir.
Oh, thanks, sir. 50, 60, 70, 2.5, 5, 75 new pence.
What? No tip?
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, the card's inside. Well, cheerio.
Yeah, same to you. Hey, wait a minute. What is this? I haven't ordered anything from... It's gone.
Well, what is it, Alfie?
I don't know. What's he on about? As I requested on Saturday.
Open it and find out. Here, let me.
It's from Bradshaw Sports Shop. I wonder what... A table tennis bat?
What's it say on the card? Read it.
Let me see. To Jimmy, happy birthday from Alfie.
Oh, Alfie, that is kind. You shouldn't have bothered.
I didn't bother. I mean, it's not your birthday. I know that.
You know it now, Alfie. But perhaps you didn't know it on Saturday when you ordered the bat.
I don't recall ordering any bat.
Of course not. It was on Saturday that you lost your memory. Remember?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank, and Rosalie Williams as Mrs. Lightfoot. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Away with it. I've got the bat, but I have to pay Alfie back. 5 new pence a week, out of the pocket money he gives me. So I'm going to ask him for a rise. They tricked me, but they wouldn't let me trick them. They said Alfie only pretended to teach me a lesson. Well, I've learned a lesson. Grown-ups are rotten losers. Ta-ra!
Thank you.
I want to know what time I have to come round.
If I catch you in this shed again, you won't come round till you've had a dose of smelling salts.
Eh? Oh, you're joking. I didn't realise because you sounded bad-tempered.
I am bad-tempered.
Oh.
I'm annoyed, look.
Free? Well, that's me grandad fixed up for a night out.
I wouldn't have thought that your grandfather would like the sound of music.
If it's free, he'll go if he hates it. Yeah. To wear earplugs.
That will do.
I know we don't use the phone now because it's too dear. Me grandad's had it cut off and bought a carrier pigeon.
Oh. A little joke, eh?
Yeah, but don't worry, missus. You're still winning 3-1. When you rang up, I expect me man will be out shopping and me grandad will be flat out snoring.
Listen. Oh, you're too soft. I'll bet he would have wanted paying for those tickets. He ought to be smacked.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Susan. But he shouldn't get away with it scot-free.
Look,